It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program. I want to remind you of the mission of Senior Care Live, and that mission is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And so everything that we do, we have to match that mission. And if we can fulfill that mission, then we're going to talk about it. So, and you know, we rotate all sorts of different topics. And today, I want to talk about just a few things. I've been running into this just time and time again over the past, I don't know, 2-3 weeks here, especially this last week. And so I thought that I needed to package this in a consumer alert because this could affect a lot of people.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So I want to talk about a situation that we'll just refer to this as a ticking time bomb or a potential ticking time bomb. So I was visiting with some clients, just a wonderful, wonderful couple. I just so enjoyed working with them. And we had talked about a situation kind of like this. And so I thought, you know, I think I just need to bring this up on the radio and review some of this information. So let's say that your parent, your elderly parent, or maybe parents, they both could still be with us. Let's say that they're going to move in and move from their home to a senior care community. And then let's say that at some point, they run out of money and they're going to need Medicaid to help pay for the cost of care. I like to refer to Medicaid as that safety net that says if you should outlive your assets and you still require care, then the Medicaid program, not Medicare, Medicaid program will help pay for your care. And usually they end up the Medicaid program ends up paying the majority of the cost. Okay, so there are here's the ticking time bomb situation. Your parent or parents may be doing things that could come back to haunt them relative to qualifying for Medicaid. What I mean by that is, have they made any gifts over the past 5 years? Or recently, we'll just say recently. And we'll talk about the 5 years in a minute. Well, what do you mean, Steve? Well, they've helped our son with his first year of college and contributed $10,000 to that. Yep, that's a gift. Well, what do you mean, Steve? Well, they weren't driving one of their cars. And the car's probably, it's a pretty nice car. It's worth about $20,000, but they sold it for $100 to my daughter. Okay. Well, they just made a $19,900 gift. Okay. So or just flat out just giving money for any purpose like that for any reason. So we have an issue with paying for. Let's say we have the issue of you're still paying your adult children's living expenses, for example. And I'm hearing about this more and more and more. And I actually heard about this on another talk show. They're talking about, you know, all of these elderly individuals and couples, they're still, you never lose your concern for your kids. And we're still helping our kids. We're trying to help our kids. And we're always putting everyone else first. And let me tell you, that's, I mean, I understand wanting to help your kids. I have kids. I get it. But at some point, that's going to be very much, or could be, to the detriment of you qualifying for Medicaid. So let's say that you're paying expenses, a car payment, or you're just helping out an adult son or daughter, and you're helping out with their living expenses. Let's say maybe you're paying for care without the appropriate documentation. All of these things could get you in huge, huge trouble, again, relative to qualifying for Medicaid down the road. So in Kansas, I'll just pick on Kansas here. All of the states are fairly similar. But if you make a gift, and let's say you add up the gifts, and they add up to X dollars, then what happens is there's a penalty. There's a Medicaid penalty. So you don't have to pay the gift back, but you have to allow the gift to cure. And so let me jump into this, and I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but the Kansas Medicaid penalty divisor is $264.41 per day, and that is effective July 1 of this year, 2024. And what that is, in a 30-day month, that's $7,932. So let's just kind of wrap, let's go ahead and just kind of roll that up to an even $8,000. So what that means is for every $8,000 in a gift that you have made, Medicaid will not pay for 1 month of your care in a nursing home. So let's say you have spent money on a grandson or daughter for their college, and you're paying the rent for your daughter or your son or for anyone, and you're paying for this and that and the other, and it adds up to be a gift total of $40,000. I'm just rounding it off for even numbers here. You divide that $40,000 by that Medicaid penalty divisor of $8,000 a month, and that number is 5. So what that means is you would otherwise qualify for Medicaid, like today, let's say, for example. Do you have to write a check for $40,000 to pay those back? No, but you have to cure the penalty. So that means that Medicaid will not pay for your care for the next 5 months. And then that penalty and that gift is considered taken care of or cured. Then Medicaid will start paying right after that. Guaranteed, getting some people's attention right now. So here's the huge, giant question. Who will pay for the care for the elderly individual or couple? Who's going to pay for that? For those 5 months, who's going to pay for it? That's the question. Let's talk about a couple of types of gifts. So if you're contributing to a college fund, that's going to be considered a gift. If you wrote a $10,000 check to help your grandson in his first semester of college, that's a gift. If you're paying for expenses for an adult child, that's a gift. I talked about the car earlier. If you give away an asset, that's a gift. If you sell an asset for below market value, the difference is a gift. So I talked about the car, $20,000 car. I'll just sell it for $100. So we have a legal transaction here. Well, the difference in value is $19,900. You just made, for Medicaid purposes, you just made a $19,900 gift. Retitling property, retitling investment accounts, all of those sort of things. If it walks like a gift and talks like a gift, it probably is a gift. And then, again, you take the amount of a gift And Medicaid looks back 5 years from when you would qualify for Medicaid. You go back 5 years, you add up the gift amount. In Kansas, you would divide it by about $8,000 a month. And whatever that number is, that's the number of months that Medicaid will not pay for your care, and then they'll pay thereafter. So I guess the consumer alert here is be very aware of that. And if you have time right now, shift gears, get out of all this gift-giving mode, take care of yourself so that hopefully you can minimize or maybe even nullify that gift amount.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So I know I got a little bit in the weeds, but the bottom line is take care of yourself financially. Everyone else will be fine. Trust me, they're going to be fine. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you pay your adult child to provide care for you, that is considered a gift. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you pay your adult child to provide care for you, that is considered a gift. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... it is neither true nor false. How about that for a trick question? Actually, I should have thrown in a third option. It depends. And it is a it depends kind of a situation. So let's break this down. The theme of the first part of the program here is basically, you know, Medicaid gifting and things that could cause a Medicaid penalty that most people are absolutely 100% not aware of. That's why I'm doing this. So let's talk about the situation where you're at home, and this is a real common example. I've heard it from so many people. My daughter works in healthcare, and she just decided to quit her job and come over and be my caregiver, and I'm paying her legitimately to be my caregiver because she needs an income. I need care. It's keeping me out of, you know, having to move to a nursing home. I can stay home. I'm getting great care. I'm paying her and everything. We're good to go. And there are so many people doing that, and it's legitimate. But here's the problem. You have some knuckleheads out there, like we always do everywhere, all the time, who try to take advantage of it. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to try to get rid of some of my money. So daughter, why don't you come over and pour a glass of tea for me here, and we'll just have a little tea, and I'm going to pay you $1,000 because you provided some great care for me. And pretty soon they funneled, you know, $40,000, $50,000, $10,000, $100,000 out of their name to one of their kids under the illusion of providing care. So the bottom line is you're always going to have people who are trying to game the system and pull a fast one. So then what happens? Rules and regulations are put in place after that is discovered, and it makes it much more difficult on everyone else who are trying to play by the rules and not trying to be a knucklehead and not trying to pull one over. So what if you have paid your adult child legitimately to care for you, but you don't have what's called a care contract? You're like, a what? What was that, Steve? Yeah, it's called a care contract. So the good news is you can pay an adult child to provide your care. The bad news is if you don't have that documented in a care contract, and at some point Medicaid, you will need to qualify for Medicaid. Medicaid is going to look back, again, 5 years. They're going to say, well, what are all these checks to your daughter or your son? Oh, they're taking care of me. They're doing a great job, and I'm paying them to provide care. Well, where's your care contract? If you don't have one, Medicaid, unfortunately, will consider every penny of that a gift, which then causes the Medicaid penalty that we just talked about. It's a huge, huge, huge issue. So what is a care contract? A care contract is essentially an employment agreement, and it has spelled out the care that is being provided for you, and showers, and managing the medication, and running errands, and helping you get dressed, and helping you with use the restroom, and take a bath, and all the stuff, everything. Light housekeeping, doing the laundry, and meal preparation, everything. Okay, it has to be all spelled out. And then here's the other really important part of that care contract. You have to be paying them at a fair hourly rate. So in our neck of the woods here, it's about $35 to $40 an hour. For a home care, non-medical in-home assistance, a home care company to come in and to provide the care on an hourly basis. So again, if you're saying, well, yeah, I'm going to pay you $100 an hour. Okay, well, there goes another gift. We're defeating the purpose here. So if you're 35 to 40, let's say it's $40, you're paying them $100 an hour, $60 an hour of that is a gift. Don't do that. Okay, pay them a fair market value. And if you're not sure what the market value is in your city, because we're heard in 31 states right now, okay, all over the country, just call a couple of local home care companies and ask them what they charge. And then pay something similar to that to your loved one, your adult child. But here is just what's just heartbreaking. Is you have all kinds of people out there who are legitimate. They're not trying to do anything bad here. They're not trying to pull one over. They're not trying to shuffle a bunch of money to their adult children, et cetera, et cetera. They're literally paying for care. And they don't know you have to have a care contract. And let's say at some point your daughter's not able to provide the care anymore. To go back to that original example. Let's say her husband's getting transferred out of state. They're going to have to move. I can't provide your care anymore. All of a sudden, mom's going to have to move into long-term care. And at some point, she has to qualify for Medicaid, if that's the situation. Medicaid's going to look back 5 years. Well, what is all this money? You paid $60,000, $80,000 over a period of time. Who is this person here? Oh, that's my daughter. Okay, well, why did you pay her all the money? Well, she provided my care. Well, where's your care contract? So many people are in that position, they don't have a care contract. So how do you get a care contract? Here's what I would recommend. These things are state specific. So contact an elder law attorney in your state, in your area, in your city. Make sure they are an experienced elder law attorney and they can draft a care contract for you. That way, you have the T's crossed, the I's dotted, and you are perfectly good to go. That one thing could save you so much headache and heartache down the road. That is another one of those ticking time bombs that I think is just everywhere. So again, you're making gifts, you're paying for all this stuff. You got to stop that. You have a great heart, you want to take care of people, you got to stop it. You got to take care of yourself. And then if you're paying someone for care, a family member. Make sure you have that care contract, and you will be good to go. Coming up next, I'm going to answer the question, can you move from one nursing home to another while you're on Medicaid?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I threw out a little teaser a few minutes ago. It's a good question, isn't it? Can you move from one nursing home to another while you're on Medicaid? I've been asked that question about a million times. And the answer is yes, but it's a qualified yes. You can move from one long-term care community to another if the other one is a Medicaid-certified long-term care community or nursing home. And the other big, big part of that is it has to be in your state, the state that you're already qualified in. So, for example, I'm in the Kansas City area. We straddle a state line with Kansas and Missouri. So let's say, for example, if you are qualified for Medicaid, Medicaid is paying the majority of the cost, and you're in a Kansas nursing home, you can move to any other Kansas nursing home that is Medicaid certified within the state of Kansas, anywhere in the whole state. It doesn't matter. So one day, Medicaid is pointing payment to facility A, and the next day, they point that payment to facility B. Very, very simple, very easy, very transparent. The challenge is, or the problem is, let's say if you want to move over the state line, for example, in the Kansas City market, what if you want to move to Missouri? What if you want to move to California, where your son is, or Florida, wherever, okay, any other state? You literally have to reapply and requalify. Now that's a pain in the neck. I'm a little bit shocked that our government hasn't figured out reciprocity. There's especially in a situation like Kansas City where I can walk across the street. It's called State Line Road. I can be on Kansas in the state of Kansas, walk across the street and stand in the state of Missouri. Why there isn't some way to make that reciprocal is it just blows my mind. Now, so that's the bad news. You'd have to reapply and requalify. The good news is if you've been on Medicaid in one state, it's practically a rubber stamp in the next state, but you still have to go through the process. So you would have to move to a Medicaid-certified nursing home or long-term care community that would take you on a Medicaid pending status, meaning you move in there, they know you're going to qualify for Medicaid. It's just a matter of processing. So you turn in the application and 30, 60, 90 days, it gets approved. The new nursing home in the new state is paid retroactively to the application date, which is your move-in date, and everybody's happy. So it gets a little more complicated than that, but the answer to the big question, can you move from one nursing home to another while you're on Medicaid? Yes, you can, as long as the next long-term care community you move to is Medicaid certified. And it's in the same state. And then there's some other things. They have to have a bed available for you. And they have to be able to meet your needs and all of the other stuff. There's a lot more to it than that. But that is the short answer. Yes, you can with those two little qualifications. All right. So I don't want to go on too much of a rant here. But I've been hearing a lot of stories, again, they just seem to flare up once in a while. So Okay, I was going to go down a really negative road there. I'm not going to do that. So I was going to make a kind of an off-color comment, and we're going to keep it PG-13 here today. But I've been hearing just a lot of stuff about these free referral services. It's amazing. Free is a powerful word. You get what you pay for. Everybody knows that. But yet, for some reason, a lot of people still, I'm going to go for that free referral service. Well, you know, they just got paid $6,000 for recommending that place. Oh, yeah, I'm good with that. Okay, good luck with that. It's a get what you pay for situation, my friends. But I want to compare and contrast senior care consulting with these free referral services. And if you want to take a look at this, feel free to go to our website, seniorcareconsulting.com. Why choose us? Which approach is best for you? I just thought it'd be fun to just kind of compare and contrast, because it could not be more different. So Senior Care Consulting, we work directly for you. We represent you and your family. The free referral service represents an incomplete list of area facilities. They refer to them as their partner communities. And the fact is, they're free to you because they receive large commissions if you choose one of their recommended partner communities. Boy, that's not an apple and orange. I'd call that an apple and a Volkswagen. It's not even close. It's not the same thing. Senior Care Consulting, our job is to help you with critical decisions. Their job is to generate revenue by helping to increase the occupancy and the census of their partner communities. Senior Care Consulting, we do not accept reimbursement, not a penny, from any care provider. We take, if you're familiar with the financial term fiduciary, we take a fiduciary type of an approach. We work directly for you. We work for a reasonable flat fee for service. We don't receive a penny from any provider. They are typically paid up to 100% of the first month's cost by their contracted partner communities. And again, we consider that to be a gross conflict of interest. Senior Care Consulting, we research the entire marketplace to find the best fit for your unique situation. They primarily recommend a limited number of partner communities, and although they don't have a contract with all available communities in the market, because guess what? There are more and more and more providers who are not willing to pay to play. Some may recommend non-contracted facilities on occasion. I would just say on not too often, according to what has been reported to me. Senior Care Consulting, when researching the market, we do not provide your personal information. We act as a filter so that you're not contacted by any facility sales representatives. And then the free referral services, not all, but some free referral services forward your personal information to their limited list of partner communities. Then the facility sales representatives all contact you immediately at once. It's literally a race to see who can get to you first. That sounds exciting, doesn't it? Man, your phone just blows up. Senior Care Consulting, we tour the communities with you and conduct a performance audit. You'll only spend a few hours with our process. The free referral services, some free referral services do not tour the communities with you at all. You'll spend hours of time just returning all of the calls you receive from facility sales personnel. And this is just the beginning of your journey with them. Senior Care Consulting, during community tours, we conduct a performance audit. We just ask a lot of questions on your behalf, and then we report real-time findings and information to you in our summary report package. Some free referral services tell you about facility amenities, similar to what you would hear about when choosing a hotel while planning your next vacation. Some real surface level stuff there. So, and then I just have to point this out because a lot of these free referral services, they'll push back. Well, that's not fair. We take our clients to places that are not on our list all the time. Okay, let me share a fact of life with you. Some may tour facilities with you. Some do not. It's possible that some may even recommend facilities that are not on their list of partner communities. However, they all generate revenue by recommending their contracted partner communities and receiving large commissions if you choose one of them. This is a fact, and this is their business model. They don't appreciate me pointing it out, but folks, what's the mission of Senior Care Live? Information, education, and resources for seniors and your caregivers. And I think everyone needs to understand how these free referral services work. Don't go away. I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so back to these free referral services. I'm delighted to report that there are more and more senior care communities who are absolutely not willing to continue writing those checks. I mean, when you're writing a check for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $8,000 every single time to these residents moving in who went through one of these free referral services, that gets unbelievably expensive. So, for example, I called a place the other day, and I told her, hi, Steve with Senior Care Consulting, and I'm working for just a fantastic family and wanted to visit with you about availability and pricing and see if we might have a potential match here. Just wanted to just kind of get into the conversation. Really nice lady. She said, okay, hey, Steve, yeah, that's great. But listen, before you start, I don't want to waste a lot of your time. We are no longer willing to pay the exorbitant fees to you free referral service agents out there. It's too much. We got a letter coming down from corporate, and we're not doing that anymore. So I'm sorry, but I can't help you. And I just started laughing, and I said, that is the best news I've heard all week. And she said, what? She was a little bit confused. And I said, obviously, you've forgotten my business model. And she said, refresh my memory. So I explained to her that Senior Care Consulting, we work directly for our families. And you don't have to hide your checkbook or your wallet when Senior Care Consulting comes in for a tour, because we're not going to hit you up for a giant kickback. Right? We're paid by our clients. We are 100% objective and credible and ethical. We walk in and we're just there for a tour, gather information, and our clients will choose you if they believe that it's the best fit. We'll spend a little bit of time with you, and that's all we need, just a little bit of your time. We don't need any of your money. She said, that's right. That's right. I had forgotten about that. Thanks for reminding me. Yes, Steve, we would welcome you with open arms. We'd love to give you and your clients a tour. And that's how that went. Now, this particular place, this isn't just a one-off community. They have communities all over the country. And this is happening more and more with more and more communities. And at some point, I believe the market's going to say, wait a minute, for all of the money that we are paying all of these free referral services, we could take that money and do a better job with our own internal marketing efforts. And I think at some point that day's coming, and I think it's coming sooner than later. Another thing I'm seeing, which is a little disturbing, frankly, and I don't know if the market has really thought through this, but I'm seeing some representatives working for some of these free referral services, and now, all of a sudden, they're working in an elder law firm. All of a sudden, they're working as a representative at a senior care community. Now, has anyone thought through that level of conflict of interest? And let me answer that. I would say no, because if you thought about that for about 2 seconds, you would figure out that is another conflict of interest, maybe even at a higher level. Let me contrast that with senior care consulting. I'm so proud of our business model, the service that we provide, and the way that we help our clients and the families we serve. I'm so proud of it. We work directly for our clients for a reasonable flat fee for service. We conduct a proprietary geriatric care assessment right up front. We ask a lot of questions to answer all the big questions. We have to know about kind of the big five: level of care, type of care, payment method, location, personal preferences, and needs. We also ask about a lot of other things, too. That helps us develop a detailed care profile, is what I call it. Once we have that, now we know exactly what we're looking for. We know exactly what you need. Then we research the entire marketplace, not a short, incomplete list of our business partners. We look at the whole market, the whole thing, and we narrow it to our top providers that most closely meet our needs. Again, everything's driven by the care profile. Then the next step is we would go out together with you and your family, and we would go on some tours of these top places. When we go in and we introduce ourselves. We remind them a little bit about mom or dad or our parents, whoever it is that we're looking for placement. Tell them a little bit about them. They tell my clients, you know, a little bit about their community and their philosophy and how long they've been there. Just all, it's a nice opportunity to brag about your place and to tell everybody about your place and about you and everything else. It's a nice conversation there, nice exchange. Then we're going to take a tour. We're going to see everything we need to see. We're going to check out some rooms, some apartments, some of the amenities. We're going to check out the dining room. We're going to look at the menu. We're going to look at activities. We're going to look at a lot of stuff there and get a good feel for the place. And then, just like I did on behalf of my grandparents many years ago, I've shared the story many times. I felt like I needed to take off my grandson glasses, subjective grandson glasses, and I needed to put on my nursing home administrator glasses. I've been an administrator of nursing homes, assisted living communities, etc. So I just felt like I needed to try to be as objective as I could. And in doing that, then I asked a lot of questions that, frankly, most people would not know to ask or may feel uncomfortable asking. And it's not an adversarial approach in any way, shape, or form. They're just really good questions. And in fact, I usually get a comment of, wow, you know, that's an excellent question. And then I've had all kinds of representatives look at my clients and say, you're really, really lucky to have him working with you because he knows what he's talking about. And he's going to set you up to make a great decision. So what a nice compliment. We're done with the entire process in just a few hours of your time. It saves you dozens and dozens of hours of your time. And then we produce a report that has all of that information in it. We calculate staffing ratios, report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspection. There's a wealth of information to help you make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. If this is resonating with you and you're like, wait a minute, we need some help, I would invite you to reach out to Senior Care Consulting. I would be honored to meet with you and your family and see if we could help you. I know we can. Give us a call, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here, on Senior Care Live.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.